So if relationship's so important, why don't we always magnify our emotions? Well, we do. The only question is which emotions? See, if you get in a relationship with somebody whose primary psychology, their primary emotions they experience on a regular basis are fear and rage and worry and frustration and jealousy and envy, and you get in a relationship with that person and you have a lot of dominant negative emotions, let me tell you what's going to happen. Two people with negative emotions are going to magnify their negative emotions. Now, if your predominant emotions are positive, if they're love and excitement and passion and compassion and honor, right? If it's peace, if it's centeredness, and you're with somebody else, you will augment each other. You'll magnify those good feelings. And most people are not so extreme that they're just one or the other, are they? So for most people, their relationship is the place of their greatest pleasures and their deepest pains. The secret, the real secret to relationship is this. You got to understand, a relationship is a place you go to give, not a place you go to get. See, as long as you're going to a relationship trying to figure out what you can get out of it, then what you really have is a transaction, not a relationship. You're trying to figure out what, oh, I gave this percentage, I gave 50%, they got to get 50%. When you start measuring how much you give in a relationship, the relationship's over, you now have a transaction, right? Because a relationship is about unlimited sharing. A relationship is about unlimited giving. And when you share at that level, you magnify all that's good. But when it becomes about who's done what, when a relationship is driven by rules and not by love, a relationship begins to die. Everybody needs certain rules in order to feel comfortable, to meet their values. But the more rules you have, the more pain you have in a relationship. I remember seeing years ago on CNN, they did this little story about the Gerber food people, and they were shooting a commercial. And the commercial had, if I remember right, like five families that had quintuplets. And it was really interesting, because they were different ages. Most of them were babies, but there was this one guy whose kids were, I don't know, the quintuplets I think at this stage were probably 4 or 5 years old. And he was maybe 30 years old, but he looked like he was 50. And he was already balding, and he looked really beat up. And I remember the interviewer going up to him and saying, what do you have? What can you tell us about what you've learned by having five kids simultaneously? He looked in the camera and he said, don't have too many rules. And the interviewer said, well, what do you mean? He goes, with five kids, if you have too many rules, they're always breaking something, and you're always in reaction. You should have the least amount of rules possible in order to raise these kids. And I thought, that's so true in life. Most upsets are because people have so many ways that people can be upset, so many things that can make things go off kilter. If we know the purpose of relationship is to magnify, we got to decide to magnify only the good. And we will still screw up. But if we make a conscious decision that our relationships are really about magnifying the good in the person we love, and it's a place we're going to give, then we're going to receive tenfold. It's the law of life that we all know. So the question then is, why doesn't that happen? And the answer is because we get hooked. We get triggered by things that have happened in our past, as we've already described, and part of that has to do with the nature of human beings. I mentioned earlier on one of our tapes that everybody has the same needs. Everybody. I don't care where you come from in the world. I've had the privilege now of traveling literally and working with people from more than 75 nations. I've worked with 2.5 million people over the last 23 years. I've seen every kind of relationship you can imagine. You know, worked with just about every kind of person you can imagine. And during that time, I've been able to see that people have the same needs. They have different goals, different values, different rules, but the same needs. We all need certainty, remember? We need that feeling that we can be comfortable, that we can avoid pain, we can gain pleasure. We all have a need for variety, for uncertainty, for surprise, right? For challenge. It's what makes our lives exciting and juicy. We all have a need to feel significant, to feel important, to feel unique, to feel special, to feel like we're needed. Everybody has that need. The only question you have is how you go about meeting it. Do you demand it, or do you give it? Or do you just notice it's there and appreciate it within yourself? Everybody has a need to connect and to feel love. Everybody has it. Everybody has a need to grow, as we've already said, and to contribute. Those six needs must be met by all human beings. But here's what's interesting. We don't all pursue these needs the same way. Some people try to meet all their needs by doing it just through their job. And so they have no real intimate relationships because all their focus is about how to be significant by achieving. And connection is kind of a secondary thing that eventually they'll get to. And these people usually end up unbelievably unhappy later in life, if not already. Some people think everything is about relationship, just my one single love relationship. But then if that relationship gets in trouble, they have no life. So if you spend any time with me in coaching in any of their tape programs, I'll walk you through these needs in more detail. For now, just know that relationships are about meeting each other's needs. If you can help your partner in life to feel certain that by being in a relationship with you, they're going to feel comfort, they're going to feel joy, they're going to feel love. If you can help them experience more variety by being in a relationship with you, cool surprises, learning, growing, challenge, stimulation. If you can help that partner to feel totally special and unique, and you mean it, where you really value them and you see the unique qualities they have. Everybody's got unique challenges, but they're unique qualities. And you appreciate them and you acknowledge them so the person feels it. If you can really connect on a regular basis, if you can relate, if you can share, if you can get them to share, if you can cause by your association, by your relatedness, both of you to grow and contribute, then you will be in a relationship that is legendary. But if your relationship is one in which you want out, it's because many of these are missing. You don't feel important to that person. You don't feel significant. You don't feel special. You don't feel unique. You don't feel like you matter. That's the first thing that starts to break it down. You don't feel connection because they won't share something. You want them to share, but they won't share. Or there's dishonesty, which shuts down any kind of connection. Or you feel bored. There's no variety. We keep doing the same things. There's no growth. There's no contribution. Right? Or you're in a position where you're not certain. At any moment, they could leave you. These things create stress in a relationship.